So there's this Safety Act, and among the things that it will do is, starting January 1st, make Illinois, some of the writing says, the first state in the union to have no cash bail, although evidently something similar to that exists in New York and other places. But the point of it is this. This is a quote from Senator Robert Martwick, who was on with us earlier. But does the Safety Act mandate that violent criminals will automatically be released?
It does not. Not under any circumstances does it allow for that. And in fact, what the Safety Act does, and I think a real important thing to take away here, is that when the Pretrial Fairness Act, and that's what we're talking about, the Pretrial Fairness Act is the end of cash bond.
So it's the end of cash bond. But when we asked Jim Durkin, the Illinois House Minority Leader, about what Senator Martwick said, Mr. Durkin said this.
The different crimes that are not going to be subject to bail. Think about this. Arson, kidnapping, robbery. There is no place, there is no circumstance where the court can hold them, nor a detention hearing can be held. And that's the truth.
I don't know that to be true. You're saying that if somebody is accused of arson, that they cannot be held? The law says that if there is a specific, real, or present threat to anyone, then a judge could hold them. Correct?
John, that's only if it has to be, before you get to that, analysis, that crime has to be, one, it has to be a forcible felony, it is not defined under forcible felony. And two, it has to be non-probationable. If arson is in itself, it's not aggravated arson, but arson in itself is non-probationable. So it does not qualify under the law. And the judge cannot make a decision, and they'll never have a determination to make on holding this person for trial. So that is the truth of it. Arson is not, it's not defined as forcible. It's a probationable offense, and it will not be subject to a detention hearing.
So, to hear the Republicans talk, that person will be released pending their trial. Wow. Okay, this is Illinois State Senator Robert Peters, the Democrat from the 13th, who, as I understand, was instrumental in the passage of this bill and the writing of it. Senator, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm dealing with all this misinformation. It's a little exhausting, but I'm glad that I got married a month ago and got my wedding out of the way before I got hit with, rounds of fake newspapers and fake news and memes online, and Darren Bailey's new move into the Hancock Center. I hope he enjoys the hellhole that is Streeterville and River North, as I guess he would put it.
We've talked about that. I'm going to ask you more specifically about what Jim Durkin just said. He makes it sound like there are some gaping holes in this bill. What happens in the instances of drug-induced homicide or kidnapping or arson or aggravated battery or DUI or distribution of illegal narcotics?
So I think it's important to first level set. Under the current system, someone can pay a bond on any crime and buy their freedom. So a person charged with arson can pay bond and go free until trial. So can someone who commits domestic abuse. So can someone accused of second-degree murder. Darren Bailey and Jim Durkin want to defend a current system where the only thing that determines your freedom is the size of your bank account.
I understand that, but this new law says that starting the first of the year, it'll be up to a judge's discretion. But it sounds like the crimes for which the judge could not decide that you will be held until your trial include this list of crimes. If you're going to do this, why not give the judge absolute discretion over everything? It sounds like there's holes in this bill.
No, I mean, I think the main focus is how much we want in terms of focusing on the public safety standard, right, in terms of threats to, a person. That's A. B, the other one is we want to make sure that we don't have, a rounding up of people who are stuck in Cook County Jail, that the state has to show that a person is going to be a threat to other people. And when we think about what's happening here, is that really it's just using a whole bunch of scare tactics. So, for example, when we think about arson and aggravated arson, most people think of arson in the form of aggravated arson. There's a reason why, politically speaking, they're hitting on that language. This is a very political argument being made by those specifically on the right.
Why not include that? Why not include aggravated arson in something the judge could detain you?
But, A, you can always be detained, right? There's still the fact, right? Willful flight, you can still be detained there. Violations of a pretrial release, you can still be detained there. This is the main part here is how, in terms of the burden on the state to prove that someone is a threat to other people, is what matters. And what Jim Durkin is saying is that some people don't want to have to do that work. But I, on the other hand, say we've been looking at a status quo where people can literally buy themselves out. And the fact of the matter is that Durkin and Darren Bailey and all these people have said, let's just get rid of the pretrial fairness act. Let's get rid of the safety act.
No, I will meet you. I'll meet you here. And listen, I may be more liberal on these issues than I sound, but I'm just confused. Right. It doesn't seem fair that the poor people have to stay in jail and people with means get out. So I get that. But then it sounds like, so what are we going to do? Just let everybody go? No, the judge will decide, and it'll put more burden on the prosecutors and the judges, for that matter, to better assess what the future threat is of these people who are charged with these crimes. But again, to hear the Republicans talk and others report what they're saying, and I'm not talking about the fake newspaper flyers. Here's one of your colleagues, Patrick Windhorst, the Illinois state representative and a Republican, said there's a list of violent crimes, burglary, robbery, arson, kidnapping, almost all drug offenses, even drug distribution, DUI offenses that do not qualify for detention under the Illinois Safety Act, do not qualify for detention. So what's going to happen to those people? It sounds like they're going to be released until their trial.
No, everyone, look, it's really important to make this clear. If someone is a threat to other people, right, they qualify for detention. If they're a threat to when it comes to willful flight, they qualify for detention. I think what they want to say is the ease in which it might be to detain somebody is what they want to have a discussion about. And let me just tell you, when it comes to this bill, I am always down to have conversations to make sure that we can improve on this transformative law. But what we won't do is have those conversations under a hostage situation of mass propaganda. It makes it impossible to have constructive conversations. And what I also know is that for 20 months, they have not cared about actually looking out for public safety policy. They have seen this in the lens of an extremely political effort to undermine the bill and to try to win elections.
I understand that. And that's the way these games get played. I'm out of time, but I just need you to answer this question, then I'll pick it up another day still. But are you telling me what Jim Durkin said is not true?
No, it's not, right? I'll repeat one more time. If someone, it's a lie that people charged with arson and burglary can't be detained. A, if they're already out on pretrial release and getting another charge, that violates that release, and they can be detained. If a judge determines that that person is a flight risk, they can be detained. At the end of the day, what this is all about is that they want to win elections.
I know
in
they
the
do.
Suburbs
okay.
That on anti-abortion people.
I'm out of time. I don't mean to be rude, Senator. I appreciate you joining us, though. Thanks for answering those questions.
Definitely. Thank you.
Illinois Senator Robert Peters. Okay. Now I got to ask somebody else about this.